dust accumulation or webs and such as that.
What would you call those webs?
Well, it depends on how many. Oftentimes they're what you call spider, small spider webs.
Do you ever remember any home remedies people used to use?
Sure.
What would you use?
Depending on what you want to use. Uh-huh. Turpentine, for instance. It comes from the pine tree, the rosin. One of the most effective anesthetic, as well as healing. You put it on there and it will kill most poison effects. It is very healing. You can pour turpentine in an open cut. It won't, if it's fresh, it won't burn. It won't leave a scar. But the doctors, of course, they quit using that. Now they use all sorts of stuff. I broke my shoulder several years ago. I dislocated. I was going to the doctor's office out there. And I had an appointment with him. And when I walked in, Dr. Murphy lives out here now. I was holding my hand like this. And it was bloody, really was bloody. And getting out of my car, my little three-year-old grandchild was standing in front of the seat. And he, I thought he was going to try to jump out, so I kind of left the door like it was. He tried to come in, so I caught him and caught the door. But in the meantime, the door caught my finger. It like to cut it all to pieces. And it bled, it just kept bled profusely. Well, I went to the doctor's office and told the lady in there, I said, Dr. Murphy in? She said, no, he isn't in. She said, are you Mr. Kelly? You want to see him? I said, yes, I am. She said, well, he'll be back in a few minutes. And I was holding my hand like this to keep the blood from dropping all over the floor.
Yes.
I said, what I'm most interested in right now is a bottle of turpentine. She said, we don't have any turpentine. I said, well, get some for me right quick. Call the drugstore and get me a bottle. She said, well, we've got mercurochrome, but we don't have any turpentine. I said, I want a bottle of turpentine. Call the drugstore and they'll send me a special morning right quick. I'll pay for it. And I got it, put it on. It seldom ever leaves a scar, Anthony. It's healing.
Will it stop the bleeding?
Well, it won't altogether stop. It will in a measure. Just kind of slow it down, kind of like coagulated blood.
Yes.
It just kind of slows it down. And you wash it out, you got to cut, just pour turpentine over it, and it'll wash the surplus material out. I remember as a child, I cut my foot once on a bottleneck, right there. And I poured turpentine all over it. It never gave me any. I still got the scar. It never gave me any trouble.
Would it stop infection, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. It was fine anti-element.
What kind of home remedies would people have for sore throats, things like that?
Well, you could take turpentine, for instance, and take a bottle, like a Coca-Cola bottle, put just a few drops of turpentine in it while it's warm, and shake it up. And it sets out like it cool. Well, take that and gargle your throat with it. Has a healing effect. Oh, you can make a mouthwash out of it. So if you just had a tooth full of bleeding profusely, you could wash your mouth out with it. In fact, the dentist used to recommend it. In fact, that I had some. All week. Up at the office, in my shop, I always kept a bottle of turpentine in our medicine cabinet. Somebody cut his hand cut. I'm like,